Today we celebrate the miracle of the ascension of the Lord. I remember it was right this time, about 2 years ago, when my family and I had an immense blessing to be in the Holy Land. And we remember that we went to the Mount of Olives. We were not part of the tour group, so we went there on our own. So we kind of did a lot of walking. And we learned that Mount Olives is located just east side of Jerusalem. There was a big hill there that we saw. And that hill was very well known for Jesus, because it was in that hill when Jesus wept over Jerusalem. It was also in that hill when Jesus taught a lot of stories and teachings to the crowds, and prayed right close there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Today at that summit stood the Chapel of the Ascension, which we are honored and blessed to witness and see on our own eyes. It was a small octagonal structure enclosed within an Islamic courtyard. I believe it was in the early 12th century when it was being managed by people of Islam, Islamic faith. Yet it was profoundly very sacred. It's a very sacred space for Christians, because that was the site of the ascension of Jesus. Inside the chapel, there's no altar. There's no pulpit. There are no pews. When you get there inside the chapel of the ascension, you will find just a patch of rock bearing what is traditionally said to be the footprint of Christ, pressing into the stone as he rose. I came out from that sacred place scratching my head and trying to figure out, comprehending the enormity of the meaning of ascension. And now today, as we listen to God's word and understand what Jesus' ascension is, I must admit that this is one story in the Bible that is so hard for us to wrap our mind around. Jesus' ascension? What does that mean? That he's being carried up into heaven. You mean, Pastor, up into heaven? This is a story that we heard among other stories in the Bible that you just have to accept on faith. Not because they make sense to each one of us, but because we are limited. Because we are humans. And because it is God's word for all of us. And so my hope and my prayer as we dive in this morning into listening to God's word, that we will take this by faith. That we will be open and be receptive. Lord, what is it that you want us to say? What is it that you want us to learn today? So that the story of ascension is not just a historical account that happened in the Bible, but something we can apply in our day-to-day life. Let us pray. Almighty God, speak to us again your solemn word. Help me to be out of your way. And may your word be magnified. And may the power of the Holy Spirit penetrates in our thoughts, in our minds, and in our hearts this morning, so that we will leave this place recharged, empowered, and renewed. For it is in your name that we pray. Amen. 40 days after Easter Sunday, we remember and rejoice in the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven. This is a profound and triumphant event marking the completion of Jesus' earthly ministry and the beginning of his reign at the right hand of the Father. The account of Luke chapter 24 is a tender yet powerful account of Jesus' final earthly moments with his disciples. This is where he opened the minds of the disciples witnessing these miracles, this power and this mind-boggling account, what it means to understand the scripture. And then Jesus blessed them. And then he finally carried up into heaven. The disciples here in the Bible, far from being sorrowful, according to John 24, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they continually worshiping in the temple, blessing God. So what is this miraculous ascension of Jesus all about? Why is it very important that this is going to be the culmination of his earthly ministry? And as we prepare ourselves for this Pentecost Sunday next week and the entire Pentecost season, why in the world we are having to celebrate Ascension Sunday? You know, unlike the birthday of Jesus on Christmas, we are all decorate the whole church. We had all the music and pomp and pageantry. And so if with Easter, we wear our best clothes coming on Easter Sunday. But on Ascension Sunday, you hardly can hear anything in the news about Ascension Sunday. But this is one of the most important journey of Jesus himself. It was the most important milestone on the life of the disciples. And certainly, it is the most important thing, one of the most important thing for us as followers of Jesus. Let me offer you three biblical meanings of why ascension of Jesus is so important for us. The first, the ascension of Jesus tells us about Christ's power. As Paul puts it on Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, God puts this work to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. It means that on the ascension day, the ascension of Jesus demonstrates that God is still in control of the world. It was foretold in the scripture. As we remember, it was the culmination of God's redemptive work. For the last 40 days, Jesus spent time with his disciples, assuring them that there's nothing to be fearful for. There's nothing to be afraid. For I am no longer dead. I'm already alive. He's also making clear just why all this thing had to happen. And the disciples are still anxious. They're still worried. But Jesus keeps on telling them there's nothing to worry about. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. It wasn't to restore the prominence of the nation of Israel. It was not to get out from the clutches of the Roman Empire. It wasn't to show everyone how to live a moral good life and thus make God happy. What ascension means is that it tells us that indeed God accomplished all of what he had been accomplished here on earth. He accomplished all those things so that repentance and assurance of the forgiveness could be proclaimed on his name. Jesus is clear that there's nothing left to accomplish. There's nothing that needs to be done by anyone on earth to make up or to remove sin. In Jesus' name, the sin, or rather the original sin, is already gone. Death has been swallowed up in victory. The cross was not the end. It was a path to the crown. In other words, Jesus' ascension marked not as a defeat. It's not a way for him to retire and go up there with his Father. Rather, it is an affirmation that he still reigns. As the music that we have just sang together, "All hail the power of Jesus' name." It affirms to us again and again that God is still seated at the throne. Amen? So church, regardless of what is happening in your life or in my life today, there's a lot to rejoice that our ascended Lord is still in control and has not abandoned us. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And someone asked at the awakening, "Pastor, why is it that Jesus sits down right at the hand of the Father? Well, he and God are all the same." And you know my answer was, I don't know. Only God knows. Perhaps when we finally reunite ourselves with God, we will ask God, "Lord, can you help us explain more about the mystery of the Trinity? Because our minds cannot comprehend that God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, and yet they are distinct to one another." So what the Bible is telling us is that it is through Jesus' ascension that he's telling us that I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of this whole world. I will intercede for us. He promises to come again soon to take full control of our world. And there may be times now that when we wish he could do a little more. But it's not up to us to ultimately determine that. Instead, we are invited to trust him. Even when we don't understand his ways. Even when we find it difficult to comprehend. At the end of the day, we're invited to believe that God is in control. That leads me to the second biblical meaning of ascension of Jesus. Not only that he tells us that Christ's power is given to us, but at the same time, we are being sent out as witnesses. Listen again to verses 47 to 48. "Repentance and forgiveness of sins is to proclaim in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." And hear this word, church. You are what? Witnesses of these things. What comes into your mind when you hear the word witness? Most of the word witness are being reflected in our courthouses. We have witnesses, right? Those who have seen, those who have actually experienced. The ascension is an instruction from Jesus. It's a launching point. It's not the finale. It is here where Jesus hands out the mission to his followers. Go out into the world and be witnesses. Tell to Jerusalem first, then to the Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth, what God have done through your life. What Jesus had done on the cross. They are moved to action. The disciples are left that place, never been the same again. And it was affirmed on verse 53. When they said, they're continually in the temple blessing God. See, church worship leads us to mission. The mountain becomes the sending place. We have work to do right here in this community and beyond. We have work to do right here in our nation. We have work to do around the world. And in all these places, in every place, our invitation is always out there to witness in God's word to all people. Not just to a few people, but to all people. Because people need to know Jesus. That leads me to the final point. Ascension tells us about the power of Jesus' story and the power of his authority and divinity and humanity. We are being sent out into the witnesses, into the world. But also the third most important thing, that in Jesus' ascension, he promises us that we will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen again to verse 49. "I am sending you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." See, church, here in the ascension, Jesus is telling the disciples, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will give you the power of the Holy Spirit. And the power that Jesus is given and the ascension is shared even to us now through the promised Holy Spirit. That is why it helps us to do what Jesus did while he was on earth. It helps us to continue on the mission. And this is the promise of the Holy Spirit fulfilled at Pentecost. Jesus does not leave his disciples powerless. In fact, he departs so that the Spirit can come. A divine presence not bound anymore by any time and space, but rather freely moving, steering us, convicting our hearts. The same Spirit that clothed the apostles with courage, with wisdom and power is now the same thing that is being given for all of us here today. We too are clothed with power from on high. The Spirit leads us for truth, gives us words when we feel speechless, strengthens us in our weakness, and comforts us in our sorrow. I'm amazed on how the Spirit is moving right here in the heart of Plank Chapel Church as we witness yet another baptism that will take place today. So this morning, church, as we come together in the Lord's table, Christ is inviting us to once again reaffirm our faith to the one who was raised from the dead, the one who ascended into heaven, and the one who seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. May we be a people who live the ascension. May we be the people that live an ascended life, a life where our eyes are lifted up in heaven, a life where our feet are planted in mission and witness to the world, a life that is filled with heart, full of the Holy Spirit. May we do so now and forever. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this Ascension Sunday, may this word that we have just read and heard become not just something that we think in our minds, but rather we experience, we live out. Call us to testify and witness to the world the power of God in this world, that you are still seated at the right hand of God, that you are in control in all circumstances of life, that we are called to be your witnesses. Give us the courage, the boldness to share Christ to others, because we know that on the Ascension Sunday, you promise us that we will receive the gift of your Holy Spirit. Lead us to your truth. Give us the words, O God, and strengthen us in our weakness and comfort us in times of sorrow. For it is in your name that we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.